今天证道的经文是马可福音七章三十一到三十七节。耶稣又离了推罗的境界，经过西顿，就从底加波里境内来到加利利海。有人带着一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他身上。耶稣领他离开众人，到一边去，用指头探他的耳朵，吐唾沫抹他的舌头，望天叹息，对他说：“以法大，就是开了吧。”他的耳朵就开了，舌结也解了，说话也清楚了。耶稣嘱咐他们不要告诉人，但他越嘱咐，他们越发传扬开了。众人分外稀奇，说：“他所做的事都好。”他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。这是神的话语。
Thank you to the handbell choir and to Matthew for leading the children's moment.
多谢守灵队的演奏，还有 Matthew 为小孩子们祷告。
To Pastor Doris for leading us in prayer.
感谢 Pastor Doris 为我们祷告。
And to our board chair David for giving the announcements.
也谢谢 David 为我们做家事报告。
And thank you Melanie for translating.
谢谢翻译。
God has a glorious vision.
我们的神有一个荣耀的意象。
All things will be brought under the headship of Christ.
就是让万有都让基督耶稣居首位。
And people from all nations and languages will worship Jesus Christ.
来自不同国家、讲不同语言的人都一起来敬拜耶稣基督。
Trinity's multicultural unity in Christ anticipates this glorious vision, as we learned 3 weeks ago.
我们三星期前就讲过，我们三一教会的会众来自多元文化背景，我们在这里合一敬拜神。就是为神这个荣耀的意象做预备。
We have also been looking at our mission statement, knowing God, touching lives.
我们现在也在看我们教会的使命宗旨，就是认识神，触碰生命。
The first half of that mission statement, knowing God, reminds us that God can be known.
使命宗旨的前半部分是认识神，它就告诉我们神是可以被认识的。
He is personal, he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ, and he is the God who saves.
这位神是人性化的，他通过耶稣基督向我们展现，他也是施行拯救的神。
It also calls us to a deeper relationship with God, as we learned last week.
上星期我们讲到是说要继续加深与神的关系。
Today we look at the second part of our mission statement.Touching lives.
今天我们就看使命宗旨的后半部分，触碰生命。
Touch matters.
触碰就是接触，是很重要的。
For example, studies have shown that a person giving a hug gets as much benefit as the person being hugged.
科学研究表明，当你拥抱别人的时候，你受到的好处和被拥抱的人是一样多的。
Just at the physical level, a hug lowers blood pressure.
就从生理学角度来说，一个拥抱就可以降低血压。
It lowers the heart rate.
减缓心跳。
It lowers cortisol levels.
降低血液中皮质醇的浓度。
It stimulates the hippocampus.
它也会刺激我们大脑中的海马体。
That's the area of the brain that is central to memory.
就是我们大脑中控制记忆的部分。
And it helps to release hormones that are linked to uplifting emotions.
它也可以刺激我们身体释放那些可以提升情绪的荷尔蒙。
Touch makes a difference.
所以触碰可以带来很大的改变。
Jesus used touch to communicate God's love and grace.
耶稣通过触碰来传递神的恩典和慈爱。
The most common word for touch in the New Testament occurs 37 times.
在新约中提到关于触碰这个词一共有37次之多。
31 of these are to do with Jesus using touch or being touched by others.
其中31次是讲到了耶稣来碰别人或者被别人来碰。
When our mission statement speaks of touching lives, we are making a powerful connection with the way Jesus revealed God's love and grace.
我们教会的宗旨既然是触碰生命，那么这就和耶稣基督向人彰显神的慈爱和恩典有了紧密的关系。
So let's be encouraged and challenged. We're walking in the steps of Jesus.
这是我们的鼓励，也是一个挑战，因为我们要跟着耶稣的脚踪行来效仿他。
The first time touch is mentioned in the Gospels is in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, and Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 44.
在四福音书中，触碰这个词第一次出现是在马太福音八章一到四节，还有马可福音一章四十到四十四节。
A man with leprosy approaches Jesus.
这里讲了一个长了大麻风的人来拜见耶稣。
If you are willing, you can make me clean, he says.
他说，主，你若肯，必能叫我洁净。
Jesus replies, I am willing.
耶稣回答说，我肯。
Reaches out his hand, touches the man, and heals the man.
他还伸手触摸了他，那个人的大麻风就好了。
Lepers, or anyone with a skin disease, were ritually unclean according to Jewish law.
在当时根据犹太教的律法，得了大麻风或者其他皮肤病的人都是被认为不洁净的。
Leviticus chapter 13 verses 45 to 46 command that anyone with a skin disease must live alone.
利未记十三章四十五到四十六节要求任何得了皮肤病的人都要离开亲友独自居住。
They are separated from family and friends and must go about shouting unclean.
他们必须要离群所居，自己还要大声喊叫我不洁净了。
To touch someone with a skin disease would immediately make you ritually unclean.
如果你摸了任何得皮肤病的人，你也会被认为不洁净。
You would be unable to participate in worship, and you would be quarantined until you had undergone purification rites.
你将没有办法参加任何的崇拜聚会，你自己也要被隔离，直到完成一系列洁净的仪式为止。
To touch the unclean brought enormous social and religious shame.
所以去触碰那些不洁净的人或物，会给你自己的社交、宗教生活带来很大的羞辱。
Yet Jesus touches this man.
尽管如此，耶稣还是伸手去摸了这个人。
But notice, it is not Jesus who is contaminated by the leper's uncleanness.
但是注意，耶稣并没有被他的大麻风病所传染。
Instead,Jesus contaminates the leper with his healing power.
相反，是医治的大能从耶稣身上传到了这个人身上。
Jesus brings true freedom, something the Old Testament law could never do.
只有耶稣才能带来真正的自由和释放，这个是旧约的律法所做不到的。
Jesus' action teaches us that touching lives means we do not look down upon the broken, the hurting, or the sinful.
耶稣用行动告诉我们，触碰生命就是我们不要去轻视那些破碎、受伤，甚至有罪的人。
We touch them with compassion and grace.
我们应该怀着恩典和怜悯的心去关怀他们。
Mark Buchanan, a Canadian Baptist pastor, tells the story of Father John Sergiev, an Orthodox priest in mid to late 19th century Russia.
马克是加拿大一个浸信会牧师，他讲述过一个生活在19世纪俄罗斯的东正教神父的故事，神父名字叫约翰瑟杰夫。
In those days, the streets were dangerous.
那个贫穷的年代，街上是非常危险的。
Poverty and depravity were rife.
罪恶猖獗，街上到处都是危险的情况和人。
Crime ran amok.
街上到处都是有罪犯、小偷。
Alcoholism was rampant.
街头巷尾都有醉汉。
Prostitutes crowded corners.
还有流莺在街头巷尾流浪。
Thieves hid in alleys.
小偷可能就躲在街角伺机而动。
Nowhere was safe.
没有一个地方是安全的。
Those used to a life of privilege and status did all they could to insulate themselves from these perils and hardships.
那些生活优越、社会地位高的人就尽可能地避开这些在社会底层苦苦挣扎的人。
Including most church pastors also insulated themselves.
那些人里面甚至也包括了教会的牧师，尽量远离这些人。
But not Father John.
但是约翰神父没有这样做。
Each day he would go to the meanest part of the city.
每一天他都会去到城里最最糟糕的街区。
He'd walk among the addicts, the whores, the thieves, the orphans, and the widows.
他会来到那些瘾君子、妓女、小偷、最最穷苦的孤儿寡妇中间。
Looking at each one in the eyes, he'd say this to them.
看着他们每一个的眼睛，他对他们说
：“This way of life is beneath your dignity. You were created to be a home for the glory of the living God.”
他对他们说：“你们可以活得比现在这样更有尊严。”你们被造是要来荣耀这位又真又活的神。
Father John Sergeyev was called the pastor of all Russia.
所以约翰神父被称为全俄罗斯人民的牧师。
And everywhere he went, revival came with him.
无论他去到哪里，都带来灵命的大复兴。
To say touching lives means we reach out to any person and all people.
所以我们说触碰生命，就是我们也要向所有各样的人群伸出援手。
Like the leper in Jesus' day, or the addict in Father John's day, or the despised, rejected, and unwanted in our day.
就好像耶稣时代的麻风病人，那些小偷罪犯在约翰神父时代的，也包括我们现在在社会上那些被鄙弃的人。
All need the touch of Jesus.
他们都需要主耶稣的爱来触碰他们的生命。
Who are those that you and I consider untouchable?
我们自己也要想一想，有哪些人我们需要伸出援手呢？
We are called to touch them.
神呼召我们勇敢地走出去，去帮助关怀这些人。
Another example of touch is in Mark chapter 10 verse 13.
圣经里另外一个触碰的例子是在马可福音十章十三节。
People bring children to Jesus so he can place his hands on them and bless them.
人们带了小孩子来，想让耶稣按手在他们身上为小孩子祝福。
The disciples are annoyed and tell the people off.
可是那些门徒觉得被打扰了，就想赶他们走。
But Jesus rebukes his disciples, invites the children, and blesses them.
耶稣就责备了门徒，过来抱着小孩子，按手给他们祝福。
They illustrate the kind of attitude needed to enter God's kingdom: open, childlike trust and faith in Jesus.
这个也教导了我们信徒应该以一种什么样的态度才能进入神的国，就是完全敞开，像小孩子般纯真，完全的依赖耶稣。
Here, Jesus's touch.Teaches us about welcoming others.
耶稣用他不断触碰人的例子来教导我们，也要对人怀有欢迎、包容的态度。
We are not to put up barriers that hinder people from finding Jesus.
我们绝对不可以设置阻碍来妨碍别人寻找耶稣。
At the church I pastored in England, we had Sunday evening services.
我还在英国做牧师的时候，有一次主日晚上我们在做崇拜聚会。
One time we heard small pinging sounds against the sanctuary windows.
突然我们听到教会的窗户上有砰砰的声音。
Someone was throwing something at the windows.
好像就是有人在拿东西在砸窗户。
Several people in the service were clearly annoyed.
会众里面有不少人就觉得很生气。
Who would dare do this?
谁要这么大胆？
I was sent to investigate.
我就走出去看看什么情况。
Four teenage boys were picking small apples from a tree and throwing them at the sanctuary windows.
原来是四个十几岁的少年，他们从旁边一棵树上摘了些小苹果，往我们教会的窗玻璃上面丢。
As soon as they saw me, they fled.
他们一看到我走出来就害怕，想逃跑了。
Must have been my muscles.
可能是因为看到我很强壮。
But I challenged them.
但是我就故意激他们说。
If you are that interested in disrupting the service, why don't you come inside? Are you afraid? We have cookies and juice inside.
我就激他们说，既然你们这么想打断我们，那你们干嘛不进来呢？怎么你们害怕了吗？如果你们肯进来的话，教会里面有饼干和果汁给你们吃哦。
And they did come inside.
然后他们就真的走进来了。
So we halted the service and we welcomed these teens.
我们特地暂停了崇拜来欢迎这几个少年人。
And not long after, two of them joined the youth group.
没过多久之后，他们中间的两个就真的留下来参加了青年小组。
Now I could have been angry with them.
在当时的情况，我真的是完全可以发火。
I could have told them to push off.
我可以赶他们走。
I could have called the police.
我甚至可以报警。
Those responses would not have brought them closer to Jesus.
但是这样的反应不会让这些少年人可以接近耶稣。
And I think Jesus would have been angry if I had responded like that.
我想如果我做出上述反应的话，耶稣也会对我很不满。
Instead, we welcomed them.
所以我选择欢迎他们。
Do we welcome people here?
我们在这个教会也怀有这样欢迎的态度吗？
What about the parent whose children are noisy in the service?
我们欢迎那些父母带着会吵闹的小孩子来吗？
What about that family that arrives late?
我们欢迎那些迟到的人吗？
What about the person who forgets to turn off their cell phone?
我们欢迎那些不小心忘记关掉手机的人吗？
When we say touching lives, we commit ourselves to being interrupted and inconvenienced all for the sake of seeing others find Jesus.
当我们说触碰生命的时候，就是我们为了让所有人可以寻找接近耶稣，我们自己准备被别人打扰，被别人造成不方便。
Jesus's willingness to touch and bless the children challenged his disciples to see the extravagant welcome of the kingdom.
耶稣那么乐意地去接纳祝福小孩子，就让门徒看到神邀请人们进入他的神国是多么丰盛的大爱。
So we come to today's scripture text.
让我们来看今天正道的经文。
Jesus travels into a non-Jewish region, the Decapolis, the region of 10 cities.
这里耶稣来到一个非犹太人的聚集区底加波里，那里有十个城市。
A man who cannot hear and can barely talk is brought to him.
有一个耳聋的人来见他，他讲话也不清楚。
The people beg Jesus to touch the man.
人们求耶稣按手在这个人身上帮帮他。
And Jesus puts his fingers into the man's ears and touches the man's tongue with his saliva.
于是耶稣就伸手指去探那个人的耳朵，还吐唾沫抹在他的舌头上。
And at the command of Jesus, the man hears and speaks.
在耶稣的命令下，那个人的耳朵就听见了，讲话也清楚了。
But the point I want to make is this.
但是我在这里想要强调的是这一点。
At the end of this passage, the crowd are amazed.
在经文的最后说到，众人为这事分外稀奇。
He has done everything well, they say.
他们说，他所做的事都好。
He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.
他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
These words echo Isaiah 35 verses 5 and 6.
这些话是回应以赛亚书35章5到6节。
Isaiah 35 says, Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy.
那些经文说到，那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通，那时瘸子必跳跃向路，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
Isaiah 35 prophesies redemption and hope from the Lord.
以赛亚书35章就预言了主会带来救赎和希望。
And who fulfills this prophecy?
可是谁能让这些预言成为现实呢？
Jesus is the redemption and hope from the Lord.
耶稣就是那个带来救赎和希望的主。
Remember Matthew 11, verses 4 and 5?
马太福音11章4到5节讲到
Jesus tells messengers who are sent from John the Baptist these words.
耶稣对施洗约翰派来的门徒说
Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cured. The deaf hear.The dead are raised, and good news is preached to the poor.
你们去，把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
To say touching lives is to say that we are called to join Jesus in his kingdom vision.To restore all things to himself under his lordship.
触碰生命就是我们和主耶稣一起来完成这个神国的意象，就是将万有都归于耶稣基督。
John Wimber was a well-known Christian leader in the United States.
温约翰牧师是美国一个著名的基督教领袖。
In an interview in 1986, he told how he had been called to pray for a woman.Whose left hand was black to the elbow.
1986年采访的时候，他提到曾经他被叫去给一个女士祷告，那位女士的手从手指到手腕都变黑了。
Her fingers were rotting.
她的手指也溃烂了。
Amputation was scheduled for the next day.
已经定好第二天要给她做截肢手术。
All John could do was touch this woman's hand and pray.
温约翰牧师当时能做的就是伸手按住他溃烂的手指，为他祷告。
As soon as he got outside the room, he cried.
一走出病房，牧师就哭了。
He had no sense that he had achieved anything.
因为他觉得他没有帮到那个女士什么事情。
He fully expected to hear next day that the amputation had been completed.
他只能回去等待截肢手术的结果。
2 weeks later, the woman's brother gave John a handwritten letter.
两个星期以后，那位女士的哥哥给牧师带来了一封手写的信。
It was from the woman.
就是这位女士自己写的。
It told how overnight her hand began to recover just enough to delay the operation.
原来温牧师帮他祷告完那一天，他的手就有了康复的迹象，所以医生决定延迟一天手术。
And the doctors kept postponing it a day at a time until finally she completely recovered.
之后每一天医生都决定延迟一天手术来继续观察，就这样一天一天，两个星期后他的手完全好了。
Even though he had no sense of God's power,John's willingness to touch and pray had been used by the Lord, so grace could flow into that woman's life.
虽然温牧师当时没有感到神的大能，但是他那份愿意摸着病人溃烂的手指为他祷告的心被主所看见，所以神医治的大能临到了这位女士身上。
No matter how small our faith, touching lives means we let God use us as vessels for His grace.
无论我们信心有多小，触碰生命就是我们让神用我们来做他恩典的器皿。
Like Jesus touching the leper, we reach out to any and all without prejudice.
就像耶稣伸手去摸大麻风病人一样，我们也不带偏见来帮助所有人。
Like Jesus blessing the children, our touch displays the extravagant welcome of God's kingdom.
就像耶稣按手小孩子身上给他们祝福，这也显明了神用何等丰盛的恩典来欢迎人进入他的国。
Like Jesus touching those who needed healing, our touch displays Jesus' grace and love.
就如同耶稣 摸那些需要医治的人，我们也同样触碰别人的生命，来彰显他的慈爱和恩典。
A surgeon stood by the bed of a young woman on whom he had just operated.
曾经有一个医生来看望一个他刚刚给做了手术的年轻的姑娘。
Her mouth was paralyzed and twisted.
姑娘半边的脸瘫了，嘴巴也歪了。
To remove a tumor in her cheek, the surgeon had to sever the nerve to one of the muscles in her mouth.
因为姑娘脸上长了一个瘤，为了割除那个肿瘤，医生切断了她嘴边的一条神经。
Will my mouth always be like this? She mumbled.
她口齿不清地问医生说，我的嘴巴是不是一直就是这样子了？
Yes, said the surgeon, it will.
医生说，对，是的。
She nodded and fell silent.
姑娘听了点点头，就沉默了。
Her husband, who stood on the other side of the bed, smiled.
她的丈夫一直在病床边站着，这时候突然笑着对她说，
I like it, he said. It's kind of cute.
我挺喜欢你这样的，我觉得你这样挺可爱的，丈夫说。
Then he bent down to kiss her crooked mouth.
说完，丈夫还弯下身亲了亲他太太的嘴巴。
The surgeon watched, movedby this husband's love.
医生看到这一幕被深深地打动了。
As he kissed his wife, the husband twisted his own lips to accommodate hers.
因为那个先生在亲他太太的时候，他特地咧开自己的嘴巴来配合他太太歪在一边的嘴。
To show her that his loving touch still worked and that he still loved her.
他用这个充满爱意的举动来表明他仍然和以前一样的爱着他的太太。
Trinity is marked by a great vision, a vision that began before creation and continues into eternity.
三一进行会有一个伟大的意象，这个意象在创世以前就有，并且一直会持续到永生。
That Jesus Christ is Lord over all. The believers in Jesus from all nations and languages are brought together in Christ.
那就是耶稣基督是万有的主宰，各国各方来的信徒都将一同归在主耶稣基督的名下。
And Trinity has a great mission. Knowing God, touching lives. Knowing God means God can be known, and to know Him is the surpassing greatness.
我们三一进行会有一个伟大的使命，就是认识神，改变生命。认识神是因为他可以被认识的，我们也以认识神为至宝。
And touching lives means we continue the very ministry of Jesus.
而触碰生命就是我们要传承主耶稣留下的事工。
God's loving touch still works.
今时今日，神的大爱仍然在做工。
To God be all the glory.
愿荣耀都归给神。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee.